Good evening. Thanks for coming out to the Hearth in Pipersville. I'm Keith from the WZZO Morning Show, and it's going to be a great concert tonight. On your chairs there, you'll see on your tables there a video for Fairport Convention. If you haven't bought it, be sure you do. And right now, the guys are ready. Let's hear it for Fairport Convention. Yeah!
Thank you. Good evening. Robsy, can DM have some bass drum in his monitor, please? Request.
Right. Now for the second item. Thank you. He added informatively.
Thank you. Sinatra!
Thanks. This is a song written by two ex-members of our band, Mr. Richard Thompson and Mr. Dave Swarbrick, in 1969, one of their favourite years. It's in one of our favourite keys, D minor. The Spinal Tap fans amongst you will know it's the saddest of keys. And this is a song called Crazy Man Michael.
Thank you.
Once on our fourth record in 1969, and again tried it in 87 on our something under the 20th, to an item from our very most recent, not to say last, because last suggests finality and I don't want to do that, but our most recent recording, Five Seasons. This is a not from the pen of Mr. Thompson, ever cursed as he is to carry the tag describing him as ex-Fairport Convention guitarist, despite the fact that he left when Martin was 13. This comes from the pen of that unsung hero of composition, Anon, or Tradar, as he's known in the trade. And it's a folk song about a young man and a young woman, and it gets increasingly preposterous as it proceeds, especially if I remember the words. Anyway, it's called Claudie Banks, and it starts any minute now.
Yeah.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, please welcome to the microphone, all the way from Mollington in Oxfordshire. Have I got it wrong again? Hello? Sorry, you'll be meeting Rick later. Yes, I must remember to go and see an optometrist. As I was saying earlier, please welcome from Mollington in Oxfordshire on the fiddle, Mr. Rick Sanders. Here's Rick.
Some money here. Do you have any scissors? Some glue? Now, what am I going to talk to you about, ladies and gentlemen? What in the... Oh, Morris dancing, that's right. Morris dancing. Yes, I can see I've struck a chord of immediate recognition with almost none of you. What is Morris dancing? Well, it's a strange English tradition, or British tradition, I should really say, where guys, and quite often these days as well, girls too, they attach bells to their legs, wave handkerchiefs in the air, somewhat like that, and get completely drunk. So you can join in with the spirit of Morris dancing in at least one way as we play this next selection, which is called Mock Morris 90, which comes from the fabulous new Fairport Convention album, The Five Seasons, which we do have for sale here tonight, ladies and gentlemen. Please buy it, purchase freely. We're desperate for your money because we need to buy tickets for the flight home. It's a long swim. We've only got one life raft between us. And that's got a hole in it. So please, bye-bye. Three tunes joined together as a medley, which we're going to play as a medley. the first one is called The Green Man. That is the name of my office in England. The second one is called The Cropperty Badger. The Cropperty Badger is a mythical creature associated with alcohol abuse. The third tune is called Molly on the Jetty. During the third tune here, I suggest you keep your eyes firmly fixed to Mr. Martin Alcock on my left, your right, or at least if he's on your left, that means you're facing the wrong way, so swivel around in the seat and you'll be able to see him. Keep your eye on Martin, or Groucho, and because he will perform for you a remarkably amazing feat of clairvoyance, ladies and gentlemen, in the last tune in this selection. Mr. Martin Orr, he doesn't actually know it yet. That's the magic thing about it. He goes into this trance-like state. He's a very cheerful clairvoyant, or a happy medium, if you will. Because in the last tune of this medley, ladies and gentlemen, Mock Morris 90, Mr. Martin Orr will be simultaneously possessed by the spirits of the pioneering British folk song collector, Cecil Sharp. And Jimi Hendrix.
Thank you.
Seasons, and we do have for sale tonight. it's in a Canadian zin. It's called Les Cinq Saisons. Anybody from Lancaster? Die Fünf Jahre Zeiten. Anybody from Manhattan? It's called Le Cinque Stagioni. this is a song from Scotland. But you only get 3.5 seasons there, if you're lucky. This is a song from Archie Fisher, who's a wonderful traditional singer. It's about a whale that gets... Any whales in tonight? This whale gets butchered and slaughtered. And actually, it was a cheap attempt to get in on the Japanese market. This is a song called The Wounded Whale.
See the Leviathan in constant overhead, the seabirds are flying. Come in the billows that break overhead. I wide as red, a darkness of mine. Stately but surely, she sinks in the main. Echoing all the while, rest from weary toil, watching and waiting. Rising again. Row, hearties, row, for the pride of your nation. Spring tail hearts, let the ringing sweat flow. Down for the blood, let it have circulation.
Thank you. that song was arranged by Mr. Martin Alcock. And Martin, a few months ago, made a solo album, which I'm afraid we don't have for sale to sell you tonight, which is a shame, because it's a really good album. It's called Matt, and this is a couple of items from it. One item.
You get it from the Dirty Linen magazine.
Yeah.
We had it, but we sold out yesterday.
Here's Mark to tell you about it.
It's a couple of Irish jigs. The first one's called Concases Jig. Don't clap by yourself and throw your fish. It's named after a chap called Con Casey, although it might have been named after Ken Kesey, because the second one's called Tripping Up the Stairs.
Thank you.
now we have the title track of our album before the one that we have for sale tonight. The album is called Red and Gold, and so is the song.
We heard that Cromwell's army was nearby. It did not occur to me that little Rob Goody could be witness to the beating of both sides. On June the 29th that year, I was above my work, cutting hedges in a battle by the stream. My blade slipped, I cut my hand, and my own dear blood did flow upon the branches and the corn still green. Now it did distress me so to watch my own blood flow and quickly soak into the greedy ground. In the pool my colours swelled and sweat broke on my brow. Faint I knew that I must lay me down. I thought the thundering was just inside my head, so I raised myself above the hedge to see. And I watched as in a dream, as the harness fought downstream, their battle for the bridge at Cropperty. Now the king's men put in red and gold, though all those men were plainer, the blood they spilled was coloured just the same.
To display their place of rest. But the poppies, they do grow where they were never sown, and to my mind they do declare it best. And each year when the green corn once again turns into gold, and the poppies in their fields again remind me, like the scar upon my hand, of the blood spilled on the land, and of the hungry earth so eager to come find me. For red and gold, they are the colours, one is blood and one is power. Though I may find my rest in God of Trinity Church, in golden fields forever will spring the poppy flower. By Comfort Inn, the Sherwood is still bidden to keep flowing, and the willows by its side still gently weep. And still in restless dreams, by this most peaceful stream, the poppies wake me from my rightful sleep. And the dreams I have are red and gold, and the little stream becomes a blood.
Civil War. Always an interesting juxtaposition of words, I find. This is the token drinking song from the new Five Seasons album. I'm afraid it behooves us occasionally to include such items in our repertoire to maintain what passes for our reputation. It's a bunch of soaps. So this is one which, of course, with palates getting staler and staler as the years go by, the junkie will seek to enhance his pleasure by adding more sins to the mix. So this is not just
about drink,
this is the 52 pasteboard soldiers in the devil's army I'm talking about here, this is the cards. And it gives us a chance to mention one or two of our pals who've led us off the straight and narrow in the past. Don't feel left out if you're not included, we've probably got your names on the computer for future songs. So here it is, the card song. Thank you very much.
Before the beat of us, it's for you.
And to you we don't be hard. And with you I'll drink a four, with you I'll drink a drop or two. With all that we depart, this to you, Dudley, this to you, Dudley.
The seven can take the six, and the six can take the five. The six we're in good company, and as long as I'm alive,
this to you, Neil Cuts. And to you, me toes, and to you, with all my heart. And with you, I'll drink a quart, with you, I'll drink a cup or two. Before that we depart, this to you, Neil Cuts. This to you, Neil Cuts.
Just a cookie.
Before the week of that, it's the Utah Lynch, it's the Utah Lynch.
the night again. Lord Arnold's wife to the church, and the gospel she did hear. And when the preaching ever stopped, she cast her eyes about. And there she spied little Manny Rose, walking through the grove. Come home with me, little Manny Rose, come home with me tonight. Come home with me, young Manny Rose, and sleep with me tonight. Oh, I can't come home, but I won't go home, sleeping with you tonight. For by the rings on your fingers I can see that you are my master's wife. And what if I am Lord Arnold's wife? She is not at home. He is out in the far country, he's bringing a alien home. Said, swollen Arnold he would know, before the sun had set. And in her hurry to Gabriel knew, she went her breast and she ran. And when she came to the Broadmill Stream, she took off her shoes and she swam. When he awoke, Lord Arnold was standing by his feet, saying, how do you like my feather bed? How do you like my sheets? And how do you like my lady gay? You lies and you're not asleep. Oh, well, I like your feather bed, better I like the sheets. Best of all, I like your lady way. You lies and my heart is asleep. Get up! Get up, get up, go along the way. Get up as quick as you can. But it'll never be said in this land that I slew a naked man. Oh, I won't get up, and I won't get up, I wouldn't get up for my life. For you have too long to get sword, one eye, not a pocket knife. It's true, I have to be the sword, and it got me to drink the best. But you will have the better then, and I will be the worst. And you will strike me the many birds down, strike it like a man. Strike the many knights, we'll love and have you in my hand. So many stopped the very first blow when he heard your arms fall. The very next blow, and Matty struck no more. Don't be away, sucked up on his knee. Said, who do you like the best of us now? You get Matty Groves on me. At that up, spoke his own dear wife, and the bird is big so free. I will rather one kiss the dead man's lips than your lawyer. Why did he? At that Lord Arnold, he jumped the man, lonely anymore. He took his wife right through the heart, and he bent her up to the wall. The brave Lord Arnold cried, the police lovers in. But won't you bury my lady at the top? She was of noble kin.
guys. Thanks for coming.
Coming to the second show, by the way. We'll have to get the joke book out. We'll have to get the joke book out of the car. So this is some music, right?
Music.
Oh, come I said the wedding convention and never the lovers and risk gonna love it the day. But get all your troubles, your friends and your lovers and let every hassle and touch you to go. You've got to risk all the kids of my cup, the memory and dishes that never get good. Felicity, this love and it is ever a joy.
Thank you.